Hey guys, we're back. On today's episode, we have Melinda Emerson. She is the small biz lady, and her mission is to end small business failure. Hey, Melinda.
Hi, Tom.
So tell me, how are you fulfilling that mission?
Everything that I write, every interview that I give, every book that I have written is about helping people start and grow successful small businesses. I have been an entrepreneur myself almost 20 years. I've been the small biz lady 10 years, and I've had the opportunity to write more than 5,000 articles on small business success. So I would say that's pretty much what I'm doing. I also host a weekly show on Twitter every Wednesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time called Small Biz Chat, hashtag Small Biz Chat. And I answer people's small business questions live every Wednesday night on the internet. And I've been doing that almost 10 years as well.
Wow. So how are you coming up with new topics? Because after 5,000 articles of writing about small business, like you have to be kind of, you know, at this point where like, I think I've said this 10 times already.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that it's very cyclical, right? You know, every year people need to know about marketing. People need to know about finance. People need to know how to build business credit. But there's always some new stuff that comes out. You know, there's always some new technology. There's always some new way to engage customers, whether it's, you know, IGTV or, you know, this latest gadget or this new automation software. You know, there's always stuff to talk about. And there's so many people that want to start a business. You know, if I mean, like 78% of millennials, I think they said, polled, you know, want to go into business. Nobody wants to work for anybody. So I will never be without a job, I think. You know, so for me, I eat my own dog food, right? So I've been an entrepreneur myself for nearly 20 years. So all the things I write about are things I either lived through or just learned myself, sometimes the most expensive way you can learn it. So I write about things and write books so that I could save other people expensive lessons.
Yeah, you know, on the internet, I've seen a lot of this, and some of my friends do that too, with helping people grow businesses. And you're right. Everyone wants to be a business owner. I think it's sort of like this dream now for every single person. But now, this year, and I just had a conversation about this with some friends, like we're starting to see the dark side of it too. You know, people are starting to fail, you know, because a lot of people will fail. They will not be able to grow a good business. And, you know, we're seeing people that last year came as business people now coming with T-shirts of other businesses on them, right? So they're employees now. You know, a lot of the shortcuts are being cut out from the, you know, the easy ways to make money on the internet. Like it's getting to be, you know, like you need to be a real business person with foundations, which a lot of these want to build a business people just don't have and never learned.
I agree, but there's always been a high rate of business failure. like that's actually not new. I think what's happening now is so many people are trying to build businesses around their own personalities. You know, you've got all these people trying to become, you know, YouTube superstars or Instagram influencers and stuff like this. So you're starting to see those people crash. And I think that, you know, anytime you hear the word easy in the same sentence as business, you know that that person talking has absolutely no idea what they're talking about, right? So there's nothing about running a business that's easy. What I find is that most people have great business ideas, but those same people have mostly no idea how to run a business. You know, so what happens is they say, you know what? I bake great cakes. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open a bakery. And it's like running a bakery and baking great cakes have absolutely nothing to do with one another. And that's what most people don't get. I also think that there is this sort of like Hollywood romanticized thing people have about running a business. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, do they know you know, what it is to make payroll, like what it is when you have a customer that promised to send you a check and the check doesn't come. You know, that's the stuff. The number one skill you have to have in business is perseverance. You got to be able to take a hit because they're going to come, right? And most people are cake eaters. Most people got a glass jaw. They can't really take a hit, right? So I think that everybody is not cut out to be an entrepreneur, but everybody would like to be. I tell my clients all the time, entrepreneurs live how most people won't, so we can live how most people can't. You know, there is a true upfront hazing process in business. It's about 3 or 4 years. And once you hit your stride, you're like, whoo, finally. But man, the hazing years are rough.
Well, even if you hit your stride, you're still going to hit those walls and get those punches.
Without a doubt, but you can see them coming a little bit better when you get into it. I think in the early days, you don't see them coming, and then one can come along and clothesline you. And so, you know, you could be out of one really bad mistake. Now you can be out of business quickly.
I think our tolerance grows, you know, so some of the things that would knock you out in the first, second year, now it's just like a mosquito biting you. It's annoying and it hits and it's like, yeah, I mean, I've been through this before. A client doesn't send a check. What's new?
Right. I mean, yeah, I feel like the old lady in the shoe giving that kind of advice now. I think that, you know, it really is about taking every mistake as a lesson and keeping it moving, you know, not living there, not dwelling on it, not beating yourself up. You know, the great thing about being in business is you can live to fight another day, you know, but it's hard. It is not for everybody.
Yeah, I've read this book by Stephen Pressfield. I think it was, he wrote a whole bunch of them, but I think this one was Churning Pro or Doing the Work. And, you know, he was about 42, failing so much. You know, he was trying to be a screenwriter. He finally got the first motion picture. The motion picture bombed. Like, he actually drove to a movie theater and was like, hey, should I see this movie? And the guy's like, nah, skip it. It's horrible. Right? So, he, you know, that was a major punch for him. And, you know, and his friend's just like, Stephen, like, just be happier in the ring. This is what you wanted, right? Like, you know, you're able to take these punches. Like, you actually get to take these punches. Like, most people don't. You know, they'll never have this possibility.
Right. And that's the thing. You know, it's like the lottery, right? You got to play to win. You know, yeah. But you do need to understand that it's a risky game.
But yeah, you're right. When I think of this too, because we deal with a lot of online courses in my business, marketing online courses, and a lot of people come with ideas and create a course, but they don't have the business know-how at all. And it's one of the main reasons why people fail. You know, and I think, yeah, you're right. You see this in a lot of businesses, especially, you know, when people think something's easy, right? Oh, I'll make an online course and it'll just sell itself because my idea is so great, when the marketing is like 80% of it.
Oh, without question. But the other things too are, I think the number one reason why people go out of business is because they really didn't have a realistic view of what their life was going to be like running their business. And I think the second reason why small businesses fail is simply because people don't save enough money before they start their business. So what happens is they just simply run out of runway, a la cash flow, you know, as they're trying to build their business and get their plane up in the air. I think the third reason why small businesses fail is because people don't have a specific niche target customer. They try to chase anybody that they think has money. And the fourth reason why small businesses fail is because people do not nurture their existing customers. People spend so much time chasing new business. And I'm like, new customer is the most expensive sale you'll ever make. How about you nurture people that already like you? Keep talking to them. You know, once somebody's giving you money, they already are willing to give you money, right? So keep talking to them. And the fifth reason, and this is probably the deadliest reason, if you don't manage your household with a budget, you will not manage your business with one. Because successful businesses are run based on up-to-date financial information. It should not be a surprise to you at tax time how well your business did that year. You should know every month, actually. You should be using financial statements. You should have your accountant actually be engaging with you monthly and being a business advisor to your business. Too often, people let their fear of math be the reason why they don't know what in the world's going on in their business, and that's a mistake.
So how do a lot of these wannabe business owners take that advice? because you're, you know, I see you're coaching and doing a lot of other stuff. So you have this frontline access to a lot of these. Yeah, I watched a movie and now I want to, or I watched The Prophet, you know, and I want to run a business now.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't force myself on people. You know, people usually call me once they've hit a ditch, you know, or they call me after they, you know, quit their job and they've been running their business for 2 years and they realize that they hate it. You know, it's amazing to me, you know, people will hear, you know, oh, yeah, I heard daycare businesses make a lot of money. And then 2 years later, they quit their really good six-figure job and they started this daycare business and come to find out they hate kids and you know, don't like kids, you know, don't like, you know, hourly wage employees that would work for $10 an hour. And that's who all their employees are. And it's like, yeah, you probably didn't do enough research before you jumped into that. But I've seen it happen. I, oh my gosh, I wish I could tell you how many times I've gotten that phone call.
Yeah, about just not getting into the right type of business or not doing the research?
Not doing the research, so you get into the wrong type of business because you don't do the research. Because again, you heard these businesses make a lot of money, or you thought you would like to own a restaurant and you had no idea how hard it is to run a restaurant. Or, you know, you go around and you like to eat. So I know what I should do. I should open a restaurant. Like, no.
That's actually, you know, the quickest way to ruin all your hobbies.
Absolutely.
If you turn your hobby into a business, that's the quickest way to ruin it.
I couldn't agree with you more. And that's not to say that there aren't some great, you know, jewelry businesses that started as somebody's hobby, or ice cream businesses that started as something you made for the family and all of a sudden, you know, is selling in Whole Foods. Great. But those people are really rare. They're not common. And that's the thing. I think we have like some playground legend entrepreneurs. You know, everyone likes to talk about Sarah Blakely and Spanx and how she created Spanx, and she was a salesperson and she sold hosiery and she kind of figured out this business and now she's like worth $1 zillion. Like, people love to tell these, you know, sort of like Mark Zuckerberg kind of stories. And it's like, look, that is so freaking rare. You should have tried to win the Powerball last week. Your odds were better, you know. And so I think that there's a lot of me too, or I think I should have this too, or I'm smart enough to do this too kind of stuff that goes on. But if you don't have an original idea, the world is not looking for you. I mean, I tell people all the time, the world is still waiting on a better mousetrap. If you build one, they'll beat a path to your door. But if you're trying to build the same one Judy's got, you're already too late. You need another idea.
Yeah, it's sort of true. I think a lot of businesses don't need to be so creative, but if they have their systems right and they really do know how to run a business, they can still put the same type of competition out of business, you know? But with agencies, because I used to run an SEO agency, so I don't sell many plans anymore. But I found that those type of easy businesses to get into, they take some of the most determined business people to stay in business with, right? Because it's not easy, because there's no differentiator, really.
Well, the differentiator becomes your customer service.
Yeah.
The differentiator becomes who, you know, do your clients love you enough to tell other people about you and it become an unpaid sales force for you?
Yeah.
And there's differentiators in those businesses too, but I understand what you mean. SEO is SEO is SEO, right? So Is there some secret sauce to it? Not really. But if you're good to work with, you always work. And that's what people forget in those kind of businesses, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what kept me in business. But just, you know, when I thought about the different idea, like, there was nothing really different. Like, you know, I went to a lot of SEO conferences and, you know, everyone's talking about the same stuff. I'm like, yeah, there's nothing else. It's just about the way we, you know, like you said, treat customers and, you know, there's some integrity involved, you know, obviously. And just, yeah, and the way we sell and the systems. What do you feel about the startup world now? And, you know, with Shark Tank and a lot of people looking for investors and hoping that will solve all their problems?
Listen, that world scares me to death, to be honest with you. People don't realize how hard it is to get an investor. They don't realize that it's going to take 2 years of pitching and pitching and pitching. And it's still going to come down to what business school you went to versus people listening to you. I think that the other thing that is concerning to me is things like crowdfunding, because people don't realize that the average crowdfunding campaign makes $10,000. They keep wanting to point to these big, you know, every now and again, somebody has the right product. It's sexy. They've got the right marketing. They've got a great email list. There are people that have absolutely made $10 million crowdfunding, but that's not even, that's like not even 1%, you know, but everybody thinks, oh, I'm struggling to get customers. I know what I'll do. I'll launch a GoFundMe campaign for my business that nobody's willing to buy. You know, it's like that doesn't make sense. But I see it all the time.
I think
this is a mistake.
Yeah, I think I'm maybe more in a bubble. You know, like the people around me are funding, you know, good money, a lot of getting investors. I actually, like the word around the streets around me is, you know, and there's nothing easier than getting an investor these days. Like, you know, we know which niches to go to, and you know, the couple of things we can say, it's like people are just thinking, like, should I take an investment, right? Like, should I work for 30 years or should I just work super hard for 4 and try to exit with 10 to 20, 30 million? Because we're seeing these exits everywhere around me. You know, someone's exited for 4 million, 8 million, 10 million. But yeah, I just wanted to get your take on that just because, you know, it's so different on the regular street, you know, in the US. Like when I was running a normal business, like I was like, oh, who's going to pay for this nonsense, you know? But it's sexy, right? The whole investment world.
It is sexy, but I think that you might be around, you know, people with some great niches that people are willing to buy into. But that 5X, 8X, 10X multiple, you know, exit stuff, that's not real. That's not real people's reality in business. 95% of all small businesses in the world will never gross over $1 million in revenue.
That's true.
That is a worldwide figure. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, so to be talking about, you know, getting investors and blowing up and, you know, and it is only going to take you 3 to 4 years. It can happen. I've certainly seen it happen, but it's not common. And so I worry about, you know, giving people, you know, hope that that's what it is. Most people are grinding it out. Most people plateau at $270,000. So, you know, I mean, unfortunately, I've been doing this so long, I could quote you a whole lot of stats that would just clinically depress some of the people listening to us. So I will stop.
yeah, let's not do that. But you touched on a very important point, the plateau. What advice do you have for people to get over that?
I think you have to constantly be learning. You have to make sure you're not the smartest person in any room you go in. You have to make sure that you have mentors and people who are bigger than you, better than you, have done other stuff so that you can constantly grow. Don't be afraid to jump into an executive education program or a leadership program. You know, if you're having high churn, think about what it's like to work for you. You know, are you a good boss? Are you a bad boss? Are you the kind of boss where everybody knows what kind of day you're having? You know, your high churn might be your actual problem. You know, so you got to really look at how you can constantly get better, because your leadership is going to be the vision that drives your business. And it is really that. You are the difference. You are the secret sauce. So you constantly have to be sharpening your own knife.
Awesome. Melinda, thank you for coming on. And where can people find you?
Well, I am the Small Biz Lady everywhere on the internet. If you want more information about me, just go to smallbizlady.com. And if you're interested in getting started in a business, grab my best-selling book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. And if you're in business and you're a little bit stuck, grab my latest book, Fix Your Business. It is a 90-day plan to get your life back and reduce the chaos in your business.
Before you go, let me know if you enjoyed this interview. Leave a review, subscribe, join the Smart Brand Marketing Facebook page, whatever is easiest. Also, if you need my help marketing your online course, or know that your business could use some SEO, come to smartbrandmarketing.com, check out the case studies, and reach out to me. Once again, smartbrandmarketing.com. Until next time.